This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Southern rust has exploded in many Iowa fields. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Southern rust has exploded in many Iowa cornfields this year, and farmers who did not treat their fields beforehand are feeling the pain. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative in eastern Iowa, said that while no fungicide is able to perfectly handle the disease, he has been pleased with how BASF's fungicide lineup has performed so far this year.
Again, untreated areas are really starting to show it. I know there's a lot of fields that I've walked in the last week or so that are unfortunately dying and finishing up early. The good news is, boy, our fungicides are holding up extremely well. I'm very happy with their performance. I know they're not spotless by any means, but we got enough residual that's going to carry us in the black clear, which we got a lot of corn that's going to black clear in the next week or two. So that means harvest is really knocking on our door right now. And that's when we're really going to see the results from our fungicide applications. I know there's layers you can physically see them, but you know the real results are going to be in the yield when it comes in from the combine.
Martin said there is a stark difference between untreated corn and Viltima-treated corn in their Story City test plots.
So right now, those untreated checks, like out our research farm in Story City, when we were there for the field day back in early August, there was quite a bit of disease pressure in there. Now that untreated check that corn's pretty much dead. And we see the Veltima treated corn in that trial. It's still relatively green, still holding on, and there's going to be enough residual to carry it into black layer. Under, again, heavy disease pressure from southern rust, harsh spot, northern corn leaf, basically every fungal disease you can think of that we can find in corn, we're seeing that this year, and it's definitely showing up in that plot. And when I see that stark difference visually this time of year, it usually translates into some significant yield differences.
For more information, visit agriculture.basf.com. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.